to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. When a pandemic hits, it creates great fodder for the 24/7 news outlets. But as Duke University professor Priscilla Wald explains, that may not be best for the public.
At the beginning of media coverage of a communicable disease outbreak, there is often considerable sensationalism in the press for two reasons. One, the sensationalism can come from panic. People don't know what they're dealing with or how it's going to spread. The other is that sensationalism sells papers. You get headlines that scream about an impending apocalypse or the end of the world that are very dramatic and attention-getting. There are two major problems with this. One, it can cause panic in its own right, including the stigmatizing of people, places, and behaviors. We saw that with homosexuals during the HIV epidemic, or with people of Asian descent even in SARS. The other is that the panic can mislead people about what the problem is. And the problem is often represented as a monstrous microbe coming at us from some remote place in the world and posing this terrible threat. What I would like to see more of in the media is responses such as the one Margaret Chan has been advocating as the head of the World Health Organization. We need to think about issues of health not just when a particular disease outbreak is pending, but we need to think about the health problems that populations all over the world are encountering that are treatable, such as measles and heart disease, that are major killers in areas especially of profound global poverty. So while people are sensationalizing the communicable disease outbreaks, they're not treating the broader issues of global health and social justice.
That was Duke University's Priscilla Wald. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College. It's